You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about a Madison woman who's trying to revive flax and linen production in Wisconsin. The story comes just ahead of this weekend's Field to Frock event.
You may be familiar with flax seeds, adding them to baked goods or your breakfast, but there's a lot more to the plant. Flax grows about 3 feet tall and produces beautiful blue flowers. It's one of the oldest domesticated plants, with humans first using its fibers more than 30,000 years ago. And Leslie Schrader dreams of growing more of it in Wisconsin. That would make it possible to build a flax-to-linen industry in the state. Schrader envisions a market for sustainable, local clothing inspired by the farm-to-table movement. To jumpstart this effort, the Madison resident helped create the Midwest Linen Revival, which is organizing events to educate farmers and artisans on how to help the industry grow. It's also why her driveway was filled with a big bundle of long, dried flax stems and wooden machines to process the plant on a recent morning.
So if you are hand processing your flax, then you are starting out with the ripple, where you're going to just pull the flax through there and get the seed off of it.
The seeds fall to the ground as she pulls the flax stems through a big comb. Schrader moves on to the next machine, called the brake, which looks like a big wooden paper cutter. Each whack breaks the fiber from the shive, which looks like straw. After that,
This next step is called scutching, and my hand's kind of behind this board just to keep my hand safe. And hitting it with a paddle, it's more like a fan blade across it. I'm just getting another bit of that shive off.
I'm gonna be real. I had no idea that linen came from flax until we talked.
Yeah, most people don't.
People eat flax seeds for omega-3s and fiber. Its linseed oil is used as a wood finish. Flax can also be used to make paper, insulation, or a surfboard.
Every part of this plant is useful, which is why the scientific name of this plant is called Linum usitatissimum, which means the plant most useful.
European immigrants first brought flax to Wisconsin, which has an ideal climate for growing the crop. And that's why Schrader believes her flax-to-linen dream could become a reality in the region. She's been testing flax varieties on farms around southern Wisconsin. She's hoping to increase understanding of the plant and convince more farmers to grow flax for linen with the help of UW's Emerging Crop Program and the Wisconsin Farmers Union.
So what I say to people is absolutely get some flax seed, put it in the ground, get to know the plant a little bit, but we're not ready to scale up to something at an agricultural level yet.
That's because Wisconsin and the region needs a large-scale processing facility to spin the fibers and create linen.
So right now, we're just at this level. Like I said, it's very beautiful, artisanal, hand-scaled. What we need is that processing facility that can be something like a quarter of an acre could handle. Because right now, if you grow that much, it's going to be this hand-processing project extremely labor-intensive.
That would take time and significant investments from the public and private sectors. But this dream of Schrader's, it's not unprecedented. Wisconsin had these facilities during the Civil War era, when the North was trying to reduce its dependence on Southern cotton. The government encouraged farmers in places like Wisconsin to grow flax for linen. At one point, there were two linen mills in the state, but they closed by the early 1900s. Schrader walks me through the final step of hand processing flax, called hackling. She drags the fibers through a bed of nails. The bundle now looks like a blonde or flaxen-haired ponytail.
The fiber itself is just getting a little bit softened in this process too.
Schrader's dream to bring back flax and linen production isn't solely based on aesthetics and artistry. She'd like to see a local clothing, slow fashion movement to help create a more sustainable future.
We can't talk at all about clothing without talking about what massive problems we have with our current textile industry, energy consumptive and resource consumptive, not just from the processing, but all the way through to the end. So when we've got so many synthetic garments, the wearing of them is breaking apart in little bits of plastic. It goes into our water.
These issues and the linen dream will be at the center of the upcoming Field to Frock event, which Schrader is organizing through Midwest Linen Revival. People can learn more about growing flax and try their hand at processing it, too. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.
This is Wisconsin Today.